Hey, it's me, unnamed townsperson number one. Previously on the Legion of Rhaenob.
Oh, you know what? It's Kimmy Swiftman, so.
Kimmy Quickfuge.
And then who's the one that we met in the temple?
That's a
Kimmy Quickfuge.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Mr. Swift Hands, it appears this is a rock with a dick scraped into it. I don't know if this is some sort of message.
I feel like I would have noticed that.
It was all glowing yellow then. Oh, it's just a rock.
I bet Kimmy's...
That
bitch! Putting her MacGuffin schedule
behind. She stole my MacGuffin! Do you remember last week rolling that perception check?
Oh, yeah.
You did roll high enough.
Perception check for what?
The orc woman, the half orc.
Yeah, okay.
Are tussling with.
Continue.
Are tussling with a group of similarly armor clad figures with the same dull fist symbol on their chest, but with a big red
double
X.
Fisted.
Dragon Face had a guy call from his girlfriend, so. He just lost his trident in the bushes and he's looking for it. He's out of the fight. Leaf looks at Dead in the eyes and is like cold. Like,
you think this is a motherfucking game? Can't.
He headbutts him to death.
No!
Damn, I love Barber so much.
Alright, that's it.
This is not the cat I drew.
And now, Legion of Rhaenob, episode 12.
Vula notices the leader man is still alive, and she picks him up and
how?
She... Yeah, he's still getting, like, eaten by this
it's like cinders on
him. Like, so this guy is, like, chunks off of him and, like, is getting still attacked by a duck. She's like...
The duck probably dispelled once he fell unconscious.
He's like, oh, thank God, that duck's gone! You guys see that shit? Got a little snow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yamula's like, why are you here right now? What possible reason? And he's like, we know the shard is here. Bring us the shard. We won't kill any more of you, we swear. Yeah, and she points him as out. He's like, he's fucking right, we just killed you guys. And then she like grits her teeth and she's like, where is Hogan?
I don't know, brother.
The guy's like, I can't tell you that. And then she like punches him to death.
She is a good match for Dragon Face.
Yeah. Match made in heaven. So like all you guys are covered in blood. Sean heals what wounds he can with his remaining spell slots. So is anyone actually damaged?
No, that was a murder fest.
Good job, guys. Good job, guys.
Good job. Dragon face, you damaged?
I can't find it. I can't find it, brother.
Yeah, search them corpses. Boy.
Yeah, I want to pickpocket.
And how much experience do we get to?
Let me calculate that really quick. So, I guess someone right on Dragon Faces 2.
Yeah.
Level 4 is 2007.
What is level 20? How high is level 20? How much experience is that?
355,000.
Who has the time?
Well, after a while, you start killing things that give you like
higher
experience. No, that's
okay. Ass of
give us the thing that gives us 100,000.
From what I've heard, if you play like once a week for a year, that's like you get to like level 20. So
we're on the way. You loot the corpses, and Sean the cleric takes out a scroll and like opens it, and then. Holds it up to Lula.
These are the yodeling squirrel.
He holds it up to Wula, who punches through it, and like out of the scroll comes a like a rainstorm. So now it's raining.
Why? Okay. Why?
Oh, stop the fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
SIBO, you see this shit? Things are on fire? People are dying?
SIBO, the guy caught up in his own pyromania.
Yeah.
That
would make more sense. You're playing Zelda. Tyler's playing Zelda Traveler.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Is that what you wanted?
Sure.
Go ahead, Tyler, say it.
I'm playing Zelda Traveler.
Yeah.
We'll edit that back.
God, that's so far. I thought
he didn't say that at the beginning.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned
no,
it.
He said he was a counselor.
Sal's already an established character, though.
Not already. I didn't want to say anything else. So,
sound the chemist.
Yeah, so,
I want that.
So you lose the bodies?
Yeah.
Let's see what they got.
Do you want like the armor too?
I might as well sell it.
Dragon Face might want the full plate. So we'll. Assuming it's
most
not
of these,
dented and crappy now.
Most of these aren't full plate.
Dragon Face doesn't get shit.
Can we scrap enough together to make one?
Yeah, probably. One full suit for the duck.
Yes. I would agree with that plan.
So, Mazzetto starts peeling the remaining armor pieces off these corpses and putting it in a nearby dead farmer's wheelbarrow. And Wula sort of just shrugs. And she's like, alright guys, well this shit isn't just happening here, it's happening all around. And she pulls out her sword, holds it up to this guy, and she's like, hey Andre, how are you doing? And you hear, you hear an echo like, we're doing okay here!
Yeah, we're doing okay!
So Wula takes her cleric and her Callisto, who blows a kiss to Mazzetto. and they head towards the east side of the city. Or they head away from you. Into the city.
Okay, so now we're on our own?
Yep, now you're on your own. You're on with a bunch of burning houses and corpses.
Wait, do we search the corpses to fruition?
Yeah, you search the corpses. It looks to be like you will get enough armor to smelt into something usable.
What about money?
Mm-hmm. Let me calculate this real quick.
You love all Dragon Face.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can't even read what Chris put there, so I just put plus 800 experience.
My sheet is half Chris, half Tony. I can't read anything on that.
He has like something about 204.
It's like Always Sunny Charlie's handwriting.
The bird with teeth.
All right, so if you were to split it evenly, you'd probably get around 12 GP each.
Better than
that. Does that include me?
No.
No, that doesn't
work. I thought you can take the pencil out of his hand.
Zhao doesn't want for material goods.
Because he's an NPC.
That's why he's a good pirate.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's not a pirate.
So should I write like your own armor scraps?
I want to give
armor scraps, yeah.
You're like the guys from One Piece. You're not exactly pirates, but you're on a pirate ship.
We're more like hired mercenaries who haven't had any mercenary jobs yet because we're stuck on this island.
So, I'm just trying to switch up and tell Stan.
Is the ship moored?
Yeah, the ship is moored at the shore. There's about 3 feet of water you gotta wade through to get to the shrine or the beach.
Okay.
The Green Emerald Beach, which I didn't describe to you because it's episode one.
Emerald Beach.
Where you at?
I watched episode one, I just don't remember. Yeah, I listened to.
This is fun hearing Winston nerd out.
That's why Tyler watches
you. Tee-hee.
Tee-hee. Alright, your move now, guys.
Alright, we should go in the city and try and find my bitch of an ex-girlfriend.
We should try to help them settle this first.
She said that she had it, right?
They didn't when we got there last time.
I'm fairly certain they'll be okay because they have Andre.
Yeah, okay. See, they got the reinforcements now. Like, if it was like 5v5, but we took out one squad, so now it's 5v4.
Let's hope they don't get crit on again.
Callisto, you worried about Callisto?
Sean's the one who got crit on like twice.
Hey, hey, take it from Lenny over here. Wolf does not exist! Let's find her!
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright. You know the layout of the city pretty well. Where are you guys going first?
Alright, well, so there's the drunken doppelganger in the poor district.
There's the pile of ashes that used to be a brothel.
There's the pile of ashes also. Yeah. There's the marketplace with all the 10,000 bar stucks, which I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah. Starbucks.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, I was about
to say. You guys didn't get that? Andrew's the only guy the first
I think I knew it at the time. I didn't know.
This shit's hilarious.
That was actually.
And then there's the rich district basically. With the.
Mind control.
Okay. Where the shard used to be in the university.
There's the polymorphy people, too.
And there's the polymorphy people at the market.
Yeah, God.
My
don't
guess
come see us again.
Would be go to the university, because if they're seeking the shards, that is a place that used to have the shard.
Yeah, I like the way you
think. I was
think.
Thinking that, too.
Let's go to the university.
And at least then we can maybe hook up with some of the people there and be like, yo, man, catch some.
I don't
want to
hook up
man.
With a nerd.
So you head through the town and you notice everything's kind of quiet. Most people are in their homes because of the recent attacks that are going on right now. There's the guard duty is light, and they're mostly what seems to be novices instead of the actual penultimate guards. Lenny's gonna do something about that.
I start twiddling my hands like a fat man reaching for a donut.
Lenny sticky fingers. Give me quick fingers. Give me fast fingers or give me quick fingers? Okay. Well, you don't
see... you're giving me shit for forgetting.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Quickfingers. So, you don't see any sign of Kimmy Quickfingers or their adventuring crew. And you head to the Rich District, which appears, like, the actual residential area you pass by. There appears to be some sort of party going on the hill. But it's a huge, like the Rich District is on, like, a residential hill. It's surrounded by a big gate. At the front of the gate, like a phalanx of dwarf guards. But you pass by them, and you head to the study of magical... the University of Magical Historical and Magical Studies. And everything's pretty quiet. Most of the students are probably in their dorms, or whatever the... school equivalent to that is.
Pocket dimension.
Let's go on a panty raid to the owl pocket dimension.
Sergio's like, doesn't have any feathers on. He's like, no. you see Representative Nixa sort of patrolling with like two novice penultimate guards.
Is Nixa the one that
that's like the head person? Nixa!
Oh, well, if it isn't High King Sibo! Have you found anything about that shard thingy?
I've got my gnomon buddies working on it. They're really cranking hard, you know. It's actually much more complicated than we previously thought, so, you know. But, we found out that there may be dark forces interested in the shard. Has anybody else come around here looking for it?
Well, we just learned recently that those pure penultimate assholes are after them, too, for some reason.
Oh, we got a third bunch of jerks. At least I didn't used to date them. Or at least, cut that joke, I wanted to say, at least they haven't seen me naked. Kimmy's their
leader. I tell you what, if you see this one kind of bitchy-looking chick coming around looking for it, she is the face of pure evil and should be smited immediately.
Well, that's good advice. I'll take that to heart. However, that is like 80% of the pretentious campus we're on right now. So
I cast minor illusion of an image of her.
Okay.
This like, bitch.
That does look like a bitch.
I wish you had told me that 5 years ago.
I'll let you know, Sibo, but unfortunately we haven't seen anything of the like, or the kind, any sort of bitch face there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, better sketch.
Hey, say, what's this big party going on?
Oh, that party. Well, I wasn't invited personally, but...
sounds like a no.
But that's the... That's, kind of exclusive. The dwarf in heads of smithing are there at the moment. Things are getting kind of crazy. I don't know why they chose today of all days to do it.
Do they only let dwarves in?
Well, they let dwarves in, but mostly their friends.
Could be their friends.
Illusion spell.
Can I?
You just swish my beard.
I'll be a female dwarf and seduce my way in.
Polymorphing pills.
We should totally go to this party and fuck shit up. I don't know. I just want
to. My parents are out of town. We should go to this party.
Cool. I cast disguise self. And I'm gonna make myself look like that shopkeeper from earlier.
Nixa looks at you, he's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Carney! Dude, right in front of him, right?
Yes.
Alright. I waited until we leave the building or
the area.
Yeah. Alright.
To a dark alley.
I want to find a dark alley. Can I do like.
Well, I assume that there's only gnomes in the Gnomon University, so I'm not gonna reveal myself to the door.
Oh, yeah, can I make sure that no one's around? Perception, whatever.
You can perception.
Oh, sorry, then you get 20. 7, 8, 9.
You don't notice anyone around.
Can you help me perception?
It doesn't mean there's no one around.
Alright,
there's probably no one
around. I'll stand behind Mazzetto and take a chug of just like go to the potion.
Oh yeah, you do have one of those. Yeah. This is gonna get gross. So Lady Swift Hands feels himself getting shorter. Thankfully he already knows the feeling of not having a dick.
If only Dragon Face was with us.
So where is he?
This is the perfect time to not have Dragon Face with you guys because you're going to this dwarf party.
Oh, I wish he was here. If you made a potion, so he has to act like a dwarf.
I definitely don't want to kill you and myself.
I buy it. So yeah, Winston grows gross dwarf tits and long, luscious red hair, which magically braids itself.
And all my clothes look okay, right?
Yeah, they probably morph with you.
Yeah, they're your Lenny clothes, so you're still wearing the hat.
Of course.
But they morph smaller to fit you.
Oh, teehee, little old me. This is my dwarf voice, fellas. Get used to it.
Alright, so we have a dwarf, and a dwarf, and a samurai.
Yes, also the cats.
Also the cats.
And Duck Face is with Dragon Face, helping him look. Alright.
Alright, boys, let's go to the party.
You all approach the gated community, and you notice that there are about 4 dwarves all in black formal wear that's covered with chainmail. So they look both fashionable and ready for battle, like a skullet.
They probably got like the medieval equivalent of like truck poles, tractor poles.
So these the gentleman hold a hand up to you is like invitations and where are your masks?
Password orgy.
This isn't a password event, man.
That was to the DM. If I'm going to talk, I'm going to use my lady voice.
Oh, sorry. I should know better by now.
It's Lene Swift Hands.
Oh, fellas, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go seduce him.
Roll a flirt.
That's sure. Not the
word. Guidance. So this would... What would this be? Persuasion, right?
Mm-hmm. One. You made their dicks go soft.
Oh, fellas!
They're like, man, I don't know what's wrong with your voice, but it sounds like you're a dude doing a lady voice. It's kind of off-putting. No offense. Just come back with invitations and mask and we'll let you in.
Oh, hamburgers.
How about I swish my divinely enhanced beard and roll the flirt?
Well, for advantage.
Next
no.
is now rolling the flirt.
Advantage, so you get to roll 2.
Oh, okay.
18.
Oh my god.
He flirts his way into
that thing. Whoosh. Mizetta was like, because I'm worth it. And swishes his beard to and fro. The ensemble of dwarven guards is enthralled by this majestic divine beard. They just step to both sides and open the gates. You can come in. Please teach us your ways.
Thanks, boys.
Don't make us change our mind, weirdo. You enter what is a very high class residential district. All the houses are probably twice as big as even Sibo lived in when he was a high king. And they go up what appears to be a very large steep hill. The party where the fireworks are coming from, or the illusion fireworks, or whatever the magical bullshit equivalent is on fireworks.
They have fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, they have cannons, so gunpowder. I probably should have talked about Zahar a little bit, but we'll just say he's your bodyguard. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Of course.
We assumed it.
Yeah.
And so, the cats are.
Zao and the cats are your bodyguards.
We are high class.
Leaf sort of...
I'm princess.
Leaf crawls up Lene Swift Hands and sort of sits in her bosom.
He's comfortable and warm here. It's not weird, right?
Guess not, sugar. I'd be doing the same thing.
Fickles is like, control yourself. Jesus.
I'm the leaf money shipper.
Someday, find a potion that turns you into a cat lady. But it just turns you into like a lady upset, like an old lady obsessed with cats. Right. Oh, so you go up the hill, and you approach the very grandiose house, which all the dwarves, all the other houses are quiet besides this one, and you can hear laughter and shouting and drinking and all sorts of things happening there. You approach the house, and the guards in front of the gate stop you. He's like, "Where are your masks?"
I turn around like I'm looking through like my bag, and I cast minor illusion to give myself a mask.
Could you give us all masks?
It would just be probably mine only, because like it's only within a 5 foot.
I have a disguise kit.
Oh yeah, just. Fuck around with that until you come up with a mask.
just laugh like disguises you're wearing someone else's skin.
It probably has a mask in there, I'd imagine. Yeah,
how many would have more than one? Can I dress up all these other guys?
Probably got some mustaches, some right. Wig straps.
Zao takes.
Say, pardon me, fellas,
and disguise all of ourselves with hilarious masks to be decided later.
Zao reaches for his belt and he takes one of those. Demon masks.
Demon mask.
That's doing it.
Cute sound effect.
And the cats both lower their helmet guards, so they got their little like visors now on. It's like, I got this, guys.
I just drew Leaf with a headband. Can you just pull it down like Daredevil?
Yeah.
I cannot see anything.
Will you hold my paw?
So you and Mizetta both have masks on. Okay. You went to the party. There are,
Tiki, I won't get so drunk.
Just act all easy all night long to get everybody to do shit for me.
Who has the most money?
So, the dwarf, most of these folks look to be dwarves. There's some humans, maybe two elves, but yeah.
No one can be shaped.
Well,
Kimmy and
as far as you can see,
yeah, I want to scan for all of them.
Outside of the house, you don't see any Kimmy-shaped people. You do, however, see a familiar face.
No bitch
playing darts against a tree, except he's cheating a little bit.
Dragonor was like, through the trident! It's way easier this way!
The tree splinters in two.
Yeah. It just shatters. He looks to the dwarves and like, I win! So you, the only person you see is Dragon Arms, though. You don't see, Sigmund, you don't see Kimmy, and you don't see... Kyoden, thank you. Sorry, that was last week, it was a long time ago.
I'd like to approach him solo, guys, because he'll recognize you. even with the mask. I don't know, his brother is amazingly smart once in a while.
He wouldn't recognize, Tebow.
Why not?
Because he's illusioned himself.
Yeah,
because
I look like a dwarf.
Oh, I thought you just illusioned to Max.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did both, but...
Do you want to help me approach him? I want to do it solo.
Yeah, you can
help
go.
Help me for...
Hey, big boy, that was mighty impressive!
He like slowly turns to you without moving his body because his neck's too muscly.
Oh, I can bring him a dwarf.
And he's like, oh, you think that's big?
You here with anyone?
Just a couple jerks. I could be here with you though.
Ooh, I like the way that sounds, but I don't want your friends bursting in on me. Where are they?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
How far am I taking this?
Inside, I can show you a nice quiet place. Just you and me.
He's like drooling at this point.
Foaming his mouth.
He's not dragon face. He doesn't really...
So, did he say his party's inside?
He said inside.
Okay. I didn't know if he was inviting me inside or not.
Oh yeah, he can, you see no reason, like, as you look around, why you're not able to go inside. Like, there are dwarves, like, standing on both sides of the door, and their bodyguards
are... Oh, I thought we walked in through the front door and went through the bed.
No, you walked in the front lawn.
Okay.
My bad.
And then we walked around the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
This place is pretty and shit, there's fountains and benches and... All sorts of hors d'oeuvres everywhere. Zhao eats one, and then he eats another.
Ooh, man, that sounds fun. You know, you wait here, and I want to bring my friend, or we're going to find a quiet place to get naked for you.
Dragonface is probably, or Dragonar is probably too stupid to realize how bullshit that
is. Yeah.
Finally.
You don't need any,
Don't need to persuade?
No, roll persuasion.
It's gonna be super fucking easy, though. Yeah.
17.
Yeah, that beat it. So he just, like, he's like, yeah!
Right. I signal the rest of the guys to go inside. Right?
Yeah.
Move me out.
Hey, fellas, let's go inside.
So you see.
And I always stand with my hands on my hips now.
So you,
eyes are up here, mister.
You, the cats, Zhao, oh, wait. Justin might not. No, Justin came in too. I don't see. Justin sort of covered her hair snakes up with like a turban sort of thing.
I forgot her name was Justin.
Yeah, the Medusa. Justin the Medusa. So you enter the fancy house, and there's two sort of half spiral staircases going to an upper level in this giant marble lobby where there's dwarves and there's more elves than there were outside, and humans. So it appears to be a fairly larger mix than the people outside. To the left, it appears to be a parlor where they're playing some game. To the right, there's another familiar face.
Well, children, let me tell you about the owl.
Do you want me to try and seduce him too?
I just face palmed to myself.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's like talking to a group of what looks to be like dwarven, like not adolescents, so like 50, so they're like young for dwarves. He's like telling them all about like ornithology or no.
Owlology.
Yeah, owlology. Sure. What is bird science? Ornithology?
No. I think something like
something
that.
Something like that, but not.
Bird science, yeah.
Bird science.
I tried
the community enough. College course one.
a waiter comes up and offers the all of you a beverage on a tray.
Yeah, I'll take one.
I take one, so I'm fun.
Mazzetto?
I'll take one.
Zell?
I'll take one.
Zell, like, tips it up to his mask. Yeah. He's like, it spills all over his face. He's like... Like, he sticks his tongue in trying to get... Because he doesn't understand.
He doesn't know how to drink.
No, it's like... It's like fancy champagne glasses. I don't know. I just like... It's a funny picture.
So, I'm sorry. So that was just the main lobby, right?
Leaf's like, can I get drink it? Because like, no, you're too young. Yeah, so that was the main lobby. It appears there's an upstairs section, a place north of where you're standing that appears to be the dining area with a large ornate table. Left is the parlor. Right's the Screech Owl Man.
Alright, well, I definitely don't go right.
I want to go over to the parlor and see what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding the bird.
Cover our faces so he doesn't recognize us.
You don't recognize you.
Stealth check. Cover it under. I'm that embarrassed. I'm that embarrassed to be associated with that crazy person.
If you don't see him, he can't see you.
He looks like he's like SIBO even crazier.
Do you know the average bird's wingspan is 6 feet?
Is that true?
No.
What that kind of bird is?
That'd be stunning.
I would love to know bird facts to just whip out.
Yeah,
right,
like
now.
Look up some, put them in post. Thank you for subscribing to Bird Facts.
Birdfacts.com. Hashtag Bird Facts. So you enter the parlor. There appears to be no one you notice, but again, everyone's wearing masks. There's no sign of Kimmy Quickfingers, but...
Oh, sorry. Is this a masquerade?
Yeah, it's a masquerade.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wear your masks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just clarify.
Dragon face is like some dragon head on his dragon face. He's got two dragon faces. Yeah, or dragon arms.
Yeah, he's got a mask that looks just like him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It even has dragon arms written on it. Property of
well,
dragon.
Yeah, what
arms.
Kind of mask is Owl Dude wearing?
Owl Dude, I don't think he could find a mask. So I'm.
They
I'm
probably just thought he had a mask on.
Yeah.
Quite gracious of you.
So there's no one of note in the parlor. They appear to be playing a game of. A lucrative game of chance at the center of it. Everyone's watching this. There appears to be a large stake. Gold, gems, pearls.
Lenny's eyes grow wide. Almost as wide as his dwarven chest.
But it appears that no one is in this room either. Well, no one that you can tell is Kimmy Quickfingers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no one.
As far
about.
As you know.
What's my sleight of hand? I walk over to them playing the game of chance.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there, boys!
Leave cover your ears, I don't want you to hear.
What are we playing?
They both, all six players of the game look at you silently as the dealer continues dealing cards. They're not going to be interrupted by you, so you're going to have to try a different approach.
Drop some coin.
I have so little.
You have 27.
Is that a lot?
Yes. Kind of.
One gold feeds a farmer for, like, I think a year or something.
Yeah. Really? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like a potato-based diet.
And what... I'm sorry, what kind of game of chance is this? Like a card game?
Or? Yeah, it's like a card game.
I have my own deck.
The deck shuffles itself magically.
Well, I guess sleight of hand.
How much is it to get in here, sugars?
There is one seat open, and the dealer looks at you sternly. He's like, "That's 15 GP, Losh. You think you can play with the big ones?"
Fuck that. We got a quest to do, guys.
Oh, you don't want treasure?
Eh, I'll get it through thievery.
Thievery. I'll put 15 GP down.
Oh shit, SIBO.
All in, baby!
Do you roll, like, throws for this and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I, like, rest my hand on him and kiss?
Oh my god.
I'll reach the game, bro.
You have 44 GP?
No, I do.
You have 59.
I thought you had like so little because you spent all of it on.
I forgot where I got it. I think I sold some gem.
Oh right.
And I gave him some because he gave me that book.
Right.
I had to pay off buttons.
Okay. The dealer lays down after this round is over. One of the players looks begrudgingly from their head, from their hand, and is like, it's like, okay, guys, I'm out. And so he takes his pittance that he didn't manage to lose and walks away. So you're facing 5. The dealer gives you 2 cards. Gosh, I should have had written down some actual game for this. I'm just gonna base it on dice rolls. Okay, so I'm not gonna tell you the number.
The card has to make up a card game on the spot.
I didn't know there was going to be a
like
party
when
today.
I said I don't want to play, he was like, oh, thank God.
Five.
All right.
Even with the guidance?
Oh. I don't think it's an ability throw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless you want me to cheat. Using illusions.
Could be sleight of hand. I'm probably gonna cheat under the table with my illusion magic.
Sibo's kind of a jerk.
He's just a trickster.
That's what he does.
You want me to use sleight of hand?
Oh yeah, there's no verbal components to minor illusion, so I'm gonna cast it under the table.
Oh, that was smart.
Alright. So, Sibo sweeps the first round. And so he's got this a pretty sizable pile of gems and pearls.
Cool, I walk.
Wait, someone's like, no! Looks at you and is like, you play again.
That wasn't in the agreement.
This is my dwarf voice.
I forgot you're a dwarf. I thought it was a SIBO trying to be tough.
I'm going to win my money back today, dammit. Put down more. And his bodyguards sort of like arm both sides of him.
I'll put down more.
Okay.
Come on. Your kids will go hungry.
SIBO, you don't want me to try and talk our way out of it?
No, fuck this guy. I'm going to steal all his money with my illusions. Fuck him.
Seems like he might just get progressively angrier.
That's fine. I'll kill him.
We have bodyguards too.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of wave over my bodyguards and be like, "Your kids are going hungry." Yeah. How much more GP?
How much more GP? Well,
you haven't won it yet.
I'll put 10 more down.
Put 10 more down. Okay. And he.
Oh, I see.
He and the other folks at the table.
Wait, no. How much left does that guy have?
I don't tell you.
Well, it's on the table, right? Yeah.
No, he's taking out his boxes and stuff.
Okay.
How much does he put now?
He's like doing the same as him. He pulled out like a gem, which is worth 10 GP.
Okay. Yeah, let's go again.
Alright. Roll.
18 that time.
Oh shit. He's like, no! there's groans from around the table as this mysterious dwarven gambler wins another round.
Don't win the whole round.
Wait, everyone rolls?
Don't win the walk away.
know when to run.
Yeah, I'm doing
don't it. Count your gems while you're sitting at the table.
I'm so crazy.
Dance on the table.
Do you guys want to, like, keep looking for Kimmy while he's doing this?
Yeah, that's not a bad
I kind of want to try to find out who hosted this party.
I don't really care. I want to find Kimmy.
Kimmy hosts the party.
We all have our own
bodyguards with me, at least.
You can leave Zal and the kittens here.
I'll leave the cats. The cats will stay with you.
Good.
Okay. So
one cat.
So
Leaf, I take Leaf. You take Pickles.
Okay. Leaf sort of sits up on your lap.
Oh. No,
or Pickles. No, it's not Leaf. Then Pickles sort of stands next to you. And with his tiny arms folded.
Trying to look tough.
Yeah. What is intimidating?
Don't try it, I will kill you.
Yeah,
Paladin magic. Okay. So will we RP them now? And then we'll come back to you winning? Probably.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just make a roll for how much I win at the end instead of doing round.
So as you, where do you want to go next?
I want to approach one of the waiter people.
you approach one of the waiter people, who is currently pouring out bottles of expensive looking champagne into flutes, and he like, he sees you approaching, and he's like, hands you one.
Is he, what race is he, a dwarf?
He's dwarf, yeah. All the help is dwarves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll take it, and then I'll speak to him in Dwarven.
Okay.
Who is the benefactor of this party?
he looks at you and bows his head, and he's like, "Sir, it's the bearded lord."
Mother of God.
So what rivalry do you have between each other?
With the master?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually kind of a funny thing. So there was like a fight in between the Order of the Beautiful Beard. So this guy's a master of the order who taught Mazzetto.
Yeah.
Mazzetto and like half of the order believe that beard should be let free with no ornamentation and no braids. And the other half of the order believes braids are the way to go and make your beard more beautiful and like gems and gold and stuff. So this guy has a big braided beard, whereas Mazzetto's roams free across his beautiful face.
Dark times.
Yeah. It was almost the end of the order. Or something so trivial. We should beard together!
Beard and dwarf.
Yes. So the Lenny and Mazzetto learn that the party is being hosted by a guy named the Bearded Lord.
Where can we find him?
Or her?
Him. He must have a beard if it's the Bearded Lord.
I don't even know you, son.
So he bows and he's like, "He's talking with guests in the upper rooms. You will have to request an audience from his guards."
Can I make an offer that you can't refuse?
Thank you.
Alright, back to Tony Campbell.
Well, hey, I didn't do anything.
What do you want to do?
I want to look through all the rooms and try and find Kimmy.
Okay.
Yeah, people. So.
But make it all casual.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really looking.
Alright. So you, search the parlor room, and you can't quite, like, the room is very crowded, including the people on the table, so you can't quite see any Kimmy's there, so you can keep looking through that room, or you can move elsewhere.
I'll move elsewhere.
Okay. You reach the other room, where the screech owl is still talking to the dwarven children. He's like, "Oh, Lenny! How are you doing?
I just recognize him."
How does he recognize
you? Must have me mistaken, sugar.
I go upstairs.
Wait, come back!
I use persuasion or stealth to get past him.
He's not that interested in talking with you right now.
Well, you must be mistaken. I'm 1A.
He's not, but He doesn't give a shit. He's too busy enthralling these youths with stories of birds.
Are they
stupid
into
shit
it?
Shit that they don't care about.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not into it, right?
No, they're like, oh god, this fucking guy. Jesus Christ. Why did mom have to bring me here? Upstairs?
Yep.
Mizzetto, do you follow Lene?
Well, that's where the guy is, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll follow.
So, Lene and Mizzetto go upstairs, and there appears to be a hallway that branches into two paths. One path, there are two guards standing in front of a large, ornate wooden door, which you can assume that is where the Bearded Lord is. The other path, there are guards posted on along each door, one of which is slightly cracked open, which you can see is a bedroom.
Ooh.
I want to check that bedroom. I want to stealthily check the bedroom because it's cracked open. I can just peek in, right?
There's a guard next to it, so you can try. You can try.
Is that what you want? Could you distract the guard and I could peek? Or you know, or I could distract and you could peek. Whatever. You bearded your way in.
Whoosh. This whole encounter is made like specifically for right. Yeah, it's cheating.
I'll go up to the guard and I'll talk to Dorvin. Hey, want to talk about some beard grooming techniques?
He looks at your divine beard and he's like, please, sir, tell me.
And I'll peek through the door.
Okay, but you have to tell me some beard grooming techniques, otherwise it's not going to work. Go.
You know, I'm part of this order. Some of them, they like these ornaments in their beards. Don't listen to them. The beard should be wild and free.
I don't overcompensate with this jewelry crap. Just make it be beautiful.
Lenny peeks into the bedroom and notices it's empty. Valuable things are in there. There are...
Lenny's just like, yeah, just problem resisting
stuff. Lenny yeah. starts shaking.
Lenny notices all these like jewelry boxes on top of this fine ornamental dresser. On the other side of the room is like a silken bed with drapery.
Oh my goodness.
There's also suits of armor there.
Animated suits of death armor.
Yeah, last time we went past suits of armor, didn't go great.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say Lenny's turned off as he sees suits of armor.
Yeah, suits of armor gives him temporary pause. But he decides to stealthily sneak in.
As the guard next to the door is like eating the shit Andrew's setting up. All right. Shall we move to Lenny or shall we move back to Sibo?
Well, I guess. How about can we see if I get in?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 14.
Like, oh, no. Oh, 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's great.
It'd probably be compared to, like, his perception check.
Yeah, we'll do a perception. That's a 12. You're good.
Teehee.
I was probably going to give it to you anyway, just because of the beard and the conversation.
That's a good distraction.
Yeah, this is solid.
If you get caught, act real drunk. I don't know how I wandered in.
Yeah. That's actually going to be my plan. Yeah. I'm holding champagne. I was going to be like, oh, I'm so wasted. So
handsome. All right, Lenny.
Have you seen my boyfriend downstairs? He's the big buff dragon. He is so mad when people are mean
he's
to me.
He's still waiting down there with anticipation.
He hasn't moved. He's just like,
oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay. He's so dumb. Dragon arms. Alright, so Lenny, the floor has a, like a seal, like a horker rug, like a walrus type rug on it, draping the hardwood floor. On the right, there is a dresser, three jewelry, what are those called? Jewel boxes?
Jewelry boxes.
Yeah. Three jewel boxes, all with locks on them. One mirror behind it, a vanity. So, like, it's connected to a vanity, and then there's a silk bed.
If that mirror comes to life, or something.
It looks you. It's like, fuck you, Lenny.
Warning, warning, intruder alert. Sweet can.
What have you done to me?
I don't know who you're talking about, sugar.
He killed that mirror in the past life.
I can switch back to SIBO now. That was a good stopping point for me.
Okay, hiking SIBO. You're currently taking the entire table for all it's worth via illusionary tricks. One of the dwarves at the table. So you're playing against three humans and three dwarves. Mm-hmm. Or two humans and three dwarves. One of the dwarves at the table is like, fuck this, I'm going all in. So he takes a piece of paper, a scroll. He's like, the whitesmith.
We're gonna own property.
So yeah, this guy's betting his whitesmith. So I suggest you go all in, SIBO.
So unless you don't want.
Remember how I said there was a blacksmith, a whitesmith, and a goldsmith, and a silversmith?
I'll go all in.
SIBO's taking
real thing.
All his coin. Roll, SIBO.
Remember what they do.
Two.
I'm just getting pictures of white.
Okay, skin. You lost.
Oh. What about my illusions?
You won.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've definitely
heard the term
before.
It's a tin. Oh, it is.
All right, no, I'm gonna roll a perception check this time. I'll see if anyone knows. 17.
Shit.
It's like, what's that magic sparkle bullshit? What's happening? I thought these cards were winning cards.
Who says this?
The guy at the table. The guy who put this whitesmith down.
Don't be a sore loser.
Roll a persuasion check to see if that works.
13 plus 16.
He's like, fine! So he just leaves, leaving the deed to the whitesmith.
I rake it all in, put it in my backpack, and leave.
There appears to be 70 GP, but one of the humans pipes up, and she's like, wait a minute. And it's like, so she sees the treasure, and she wants to be involved.
What do you want?
Taking off her mask? Can be quick fingers. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right.
She's a human?
She's human, yeah.
Oh, was she always a human? I thought she was an elf for some reason.
Oh, I think I said human.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's okay. I mean, the design doesn't change much besides ears, so.
Yeah.
So she's
I didn't
like,
know if she had taken a potion, too, because I had kind of assumed that because I took one that she would also have taken one.
No, they were just let in. But yeah, right. Anyway, so. Kimmy's like, all right, I wasted all my money today, but I do have this one thing. She takes out the shard and slams it on the table.
I'm gonna scruff my beard and I'll be like, I could make me a good battle axe with that. How about you get the deeds to the whitesmith? And I get your fancy axe blade.
No, I want everything you have. Put it down, sucker.
I could just leave. You realize this.
So could I. You don't know what this thing's worth.
Neither do I. Fine.
I put down my fucking GP and whitesmith shit.
So, like, Tony, or SIBO probably has, like, 120 GP at this point with all the bets he's taken. And the D to the whitesmith. Alright. So you notice the figure has entered the room, noticing the commotion.
How are you guys doing? Hey, it's hiking SIBO!
D20.
How you doing, SIBO?
Minor illusion to make him sound like he's saying something else.
I'm a big fucking dummy! You want to hear bird facts? I'm a little drunk, I can't really see right. Who are you?
Oh my god.
I swear I drank at least five of them big bottles.
The illusion magician finds he's saying weird things, so he just shuts up for a second. He's like, how do we figure this out?
He's like, actually contemplate if he's actually that drunk. Yeah. He's like, oh no.
Oh man. Okay. This is so. Show me your moves, honey.
Two.
Yep.
I'm gonna just steal the gem and run.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
Are you gonna take everything else too?
Are you sure Dragonface is in here? Because that sounds like one of his plans.
Roll for sleight of hand.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Seven?
So Sipo makes a grab for the gem, but it, like, hilariously slips because he doesn't know how tall he is anymore. He, like, doesn't know how long his arms are.
That seems like a very un-Sipo-esque thing to do.
Sipo wants to get off this goddamn island.
So how are you gonna get yourself out of this one, Sipo? You're currently sort of fumbled at the bottom of the table.
That bitch cheated. I saw her had cards up her sleeves.
Minor illusion to make a card in her sleeve fall out.
Ooh.
She's like, no, I didn't.
And the sleeve. Cards fly everywhere.
Yeah, and like the sleeve that you're not making cards come out of has cards flying out of it. Actual not illusion cards. Shit.
Oh, that's how I met her.
So two of the dwarven guards grab Kimmy Quickfingers by the arms. And like,
yeah, because I'm not gonna trust
the bearded lord is gonna have a word with you now.
Yeah, she's so dead.
I scoop up everything on the table and put it in my pocket and walk away casually.
That's the end of the saga of Sipo gambling.
Thank God. How much GP did I get?
I'm gonna say you got 120 total. Does that make sense?
And then a whitesmith.
Whitesmith, you own the whitesmith now.
And then the shard.
And then the shard.
Also a whitesmith is a
this
real
one's
thing,
glowing right? Yellow. It's not, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a tinsmith. We looked it up.
Oh my God. It makes tin? The shittiest of armor? Hey, Dragonface, I got this full plate for you.
We'll sell it to stupid people and say that it's like silver or something.
Is that a Sibyl thing to do? Is Sibyl that much of a dick?
He's a trickster. He's chaotic evil.
That's the only dragon face thing to do, because that could potentially kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so,
Man, I made out well. Holy crap.
Yeah. Fucking illusion magic asshole.
Yeah, I just leave.
Pickles notices that you're leaving. He's stuffing his face with, like, shrimp.
Like, I'm, like, leaving the whole party and going back to the universe.
Yeah. Pickles trots after you with little feet.
Good.
Uh-huh. So is it back to us?
It's back to you guys.
Are you still talking?
I gotta get to see Kimmy Quickfingers. Yeah. Get her Quickfingers crushed by a vice.
Can I follow?
What is Zhao? Is Zhao upstairs with you guys?
No, I was with him.
Oh,
I'll send Zhao off to go and, like, fetch them.
Fetch those two?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Zhao heads upstairs and sees Mazzetto talking to a guy about beard facts. Beardfacts.com, hashtag beard facts.
I only speak Japanese. So
yes, you do.
You can understand us, kind of. And, like, you can signal.
Can I say yes or no?
So let's do Lenny's part before we do.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you describe what's in the room? I know jewelry boxes.
All right, you have three jewelry boxes, one mirror, two suits of armor, one very well adorned bed.
I can barely carry any of it.
Jewelry.
I know. I can pull the boxes. And that's it, right?
Yeah, so you should probably open those.
Oh, I was just gonna take all three boxes.
Where'd you put them?
In my bag. I mean, jewelry boxes are like
jewelry
big,
boxes
right?
Aren't big.
Like this.
I don't know.
We're carrying big.
Did you see that drawing of Lenny I had? I have a lot of backpacks. I can open them.
I'm carrying.
All right, you can take one of them if you're going to take one.
I'll shove. Well, I'll check. I'll open them all.
Okay. You have to lockpick them though.
Works for me. What would that be? Sleight of hand?
I think it's sleight of hand.
Okay.
I don't have a burglar kit, fortunately.
So you'd have to, like, jerry rig
so
something.
So just jam your swift hand into there and see what pops out.
I got fingers. Yeah. I find
bobby
sticks.
Pins.
So he's not really...
I'm a girl. I have a bobby pin.
Yeah.
He's probably in his disguise kit.
Take your dwarfy beard hair. All right, so you
I
break...
I got eight on one.
You break one of the locks.
Just stuff it in your bag.
Fuck, nat one.
Oh, you break two of the locks. Only the center one remains.
What the fuck? Seven.
You break all three locks.
I shove one in my bag.
Okay, which one?
Middle.
Okay, good call. Alright, so Lenny, roll the sneak out of
not
there.
Not so swift, huh?
Yeah, it was quick.
Sick bird.
It was a quick fail.
Quick fingers.
20.
Oh, man.
There was that roll I needed.
Yeah, so you just, like, wiggle yourself out of the crack in the door, and, like, you're still standing next to the guard like nothing happened.
Tee-hee.
Tee-hee.
I stumble down the hall, like, because I'm faking being drunk.
The hall?
To go downstairs.
Go downstairs? Okay.
Oh, Zao, you big Asian hunk of man. What are you doing?
This is,
Tyler.
Oh, the rousing at the same time. No, he didn't actually say that.
I know people are going to say that about my girl voice.
Good luck. Okay. As Kimmy, Lene is going down the stairs, you have to stop because Kimmy's being escorted up the stairs.
Man.
But as you're trying to... You stiffle and giggle. As you try and make your way past them, another two guards approaches you, Zao, Leaf, and Mazzetto.
Who's Mazzetto?
Mazzetto still talking to the guard?
I presume we finished.
Okay, I thought you would want to talk to the overlord.
Well, those are different guards.
Okay, well, I thought you wouldn't want to go downstairs.
So these guards approach you.
Oh, yeah. So he's not downstairs.
He's upstairs.
Yeah. So you're all together. So the guards approach you, and it's like, the bearded lord would have a word with you.
Who, me?
All of you.
I wanted to talk to him anyway.
So you get pushed down the hall. Not like physically pushed, but you get led down the hall by these two dwarven guards. You, this busty dwarven chick and this Asian man.
I think I've seen that video before.
The two guards nod at the fellow guards, both carrying Kimmy, both pushing Kimmy and both pushing you, and open the doors. Inside, Mazzetta recognizes someone.
Yep, she called it for a while away.
Who is it?
It's
Kyojin, but he's talking to someone else bears a faint resemblance to you. It's Chai Sai, your father.
Oh, goodness.
Sitting on a large velvet chair.
Daddy, how did Dragon Face kill you?
Mazzetto! Is that really you?
You have a tearful reunion. It's like,
I haven't seen you since you were like 25 or something.
Look at how beautiful my beard is now.
It's almost as beautiful as mine.
His like goes down to his feet. It like curls out the edges.
Got the kawaii sparkle.
Kyojin's like, oh, look at this. Who would have guessed? I certainly didn't know he was here.
Well, see, after I got sold into slavery, I was taken aboard a slaver ship, and we ended up here. I don't know how it happened, but we just got stuck here. So, I took this hammer, and I killed the guy who bought me, and I made my way to the town. They need some serious leadership. You know what I'm saying? Like, real. Elbow grease. This place didn't have walls when I arrived.
Is it Al Pacino?
He's the Godfather.
That was close.
So I built the city up, and these penultimate assholes showed up, and then they sort of calmed down a little bit, and it's fine. And this fucking guy, this god guy claims the island or some shit. This truce maker guy shows up, he's like, oh guys, I'm gonna take the island for myself. I'm like, alright, I don't give a shit. Anyway, enough of my life story. What have you been doing?
I don't know if Kyoshin told you here, but I joined the Order of Beautiful Beers.
And I couldn't be more proud of you.
I love this character so much.
Well, me and Kyoshin, we used to know each other, you know? Back a long, long time ago, we were fighting a war against Elves or some shit. I don't remember. But I noticed he was in the city, so I had my guys come bring him and his crew, who I hear has been cheating at gambling.
I'm starting to go a little Elmer Fudd at the end.
Wascally Wabbit.
Wascally Wabbit was cheating.
He was like, okay, there's this illusionist asshole. I know he's down there, I just didn't know which one he was. I was trying to get him to reveal himself, but then I lost. And my Screech Owl guy, he was gonna cast another illusion, but then his illusion got out of illusion. It was confusing.
Silence.
Sebo Swift Hands.
I will deal with you later. Right now I'm having a tearful reunion with my boy. Son, what can I do for you now that you're here? I own all the smiths in the city. Anything you need, I own the entire the rich district. No one lives here without my say, so I can give you whatever you want.
The waffle good son, stricken with inner conflict.
Meanwhile, Lenny's clutching his heart behind him with the possibilities.
I could give you a nice place at home where you and your lovely wife can live.
That's right, honey! They could give us anything we want! Think of all the money we need to raise our kids!
I'm so proud you found such a lovely woman. Come here.
And he kisses you.
Yeah, baby!
His beard, like, touches your very soul.
I can see where Bizzetto gets his good looks!
You flatter me, darling.
Oh, Dad! Please!
Alright, Mazzetto, ball's in your court.
Mazzetto, take it all, you stupid fucking idiot.
Get like an orphanage or something.
Like, set up some chairs, Dad.
Can you put
it's
in
quite a deal, lad.
Can you put in the Jeopardy music?
Yeah, I don't really want to take anything from people. I'm a good guy.
Anything you want.
Endless pie.
The MacGuffin.
The MacGuffin. Give me the MacGuffin.
Hey, Tony, you made out of the shards. Right?
Yeah, I at least headed in that direction towards the university. Mm-hmm. You don't know that I'm heading for the university, but Zao would tell you.
Zao was like,
I didn't know how far you got.
Can I hold off on that, Dad?
Son.
Honey, why?
We have forever. You take all the time you need.
That seems so rash.
Thanks, Dad. And I hug him.
Oh, the beards, like, intertwine.
The beards hug while you hug.
Yeah. Beard handshake. Beard, like, shake hands. Your long lost daddy. apparently lives here.
Apparently also a mob boss.
It's a dwarf mob.
Take that drink.
I'm still looking for my trident.
Quack.
You got duck facing with them.
It turns out duck face ate it. It
took 6 hours for him to poop it out. Now it smells like poop, but so do I.
I'm both sad and happy that Chris isn't here, because one, he would fuck everything
it's
up.
It's going with, so smoothly.
Yeah, two, it would be hilarious.
I will ask, though, where's the location of your best forge?
Best forge? Oh, that's in the back of the blacksmith. You'll know it anywhere. It's got tools, it's got forges, anvils, I think. I don't go back there. You can smell some shit, you can make some shit, I don't know. Let my boys know you're coming.
Thanks, Dad.
See, as soon as I, like, met these dwarves back, like, when we went in the market, I'm like, these dudes are totally, like, running a racket here.
No, I just realized your disguise is one of the storekeepers.
Yeah,
so everyone's going to think that those storekeepers are thieves.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they think Kimmy was cheating.
Well, I also had a mask on. So
oh, yeah.
They know.
It's a masquerade ball. I like it because I don't have to show my ugly mug.
Dad, you're too harsh on yourself.
I'd also like to ask, is the only reason you let that other group in here because Hyojin was with them?
Oh, yeah. Hyojin, me, I told him. I told you so. I told you so. We're going back. You know, he's like a friend or something. Back in the old days where we fought elves or some shit.
I've heard all your war stories.
I'd love to hear them, maybe over a cup of gold sometime.
Your lady has expensive taste. I like that lady.
We are dwarves, we do like metal.
He's like, kiss my ring.
I slobber over. I was tempted to do stealth hand and take it off his finger.
You can try.
No.
Your mouth.
Whoa, I like that. Got some suction on him.
This woman, oh, she's got to treat you nice, I know. She knows how to suck real good.
Dad, do you have any family heirlooms, like jewelry?
I think the only family heirloom I have, Mazzetto inherited, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink.
Oh, I've been enjoying that.
That
I
kind
of trail off.
That didn't seem very genuine. I got to lie.
I can't persuade that.
No, you can't persuade.
I can't persuade that. Like,
his bearded dick.
Can the title of this episode be like the captain in the first gate, first mate getting way too close?
It gets weird.
As if it didn't already.
Is that it? I think when we get back to the ship, our cabins will be farther apart.
We also own a pirate ship now, too. I forgot to mention it.
Oh, it's a wonderful investment. I just own a bunch of pirate ships.
Oh,
I never owned any boats myself. I don't know what the shit you do with boats.
Well, a lot of the times we use a giant duck.
A giant duck? Well, that's interesting. I once had a smaller duck.
I don't give a duck about this. gold out of it.
It's like half an hour of this, me and Andrew talking.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
And me trying to get treasure out of it unsuccessfully.
Mazzello, your best friend, lawful good.
I'm about to kill him. I'm about to stab him.
I have 42 health and can heal myself. Good luck.
And Zao's in the room.
Yeah, Zao's nearby. What does Zao think of this situation?
Can't understand it.
Okay, what do you probably think? He's like a shogun or something.
Truly a being most powerful.
So what were you talking about with Kyojin over here?
Oh, see, we're talking about that gentleman, the guy who owns the island, a rifle. Let me tell you, not a fun guy to deal with. I mean, personally, never face to face with this guy. But he does sink every ship off the coast, so that's bad for business. You know, I can't. It's banned out of this island. I own this place. But I want
to.
I want to own more.
Dalmapower trying to kill that guy. Maybe you'll give us armor or something. Or an army of dwarves! Oh, holy shit, that'd be so cool!
A pirate crew of dwarves.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, you'd be interested to know. We're actually on a quest to kill him.
Well, that's interesting. It's interesting. I've killed a god before.
What was his name?
I don't remember some of my elves and shit.
Yeah, those damn elves.
Are you a racist?
He's just like agreeing with it because his dad's so old, so he's like, yeah.
Yeah,
this is massive.
All the elves are taking our job.
This is right. Anyway, I can't really spare any sort of military might. You, of course, can use my forge. I'll give you items for sale at the shop. A little below purchasing costs, you know.
What a great dad!
You know, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I was gonna tell Kyojin this. I've heard the location of one of them shits that he's looking for. I don't know. What? Ether shards or some MacGuffin shit. I could tell both of you right now.
Sounds good to me.
Three of us.
Of course, your lovely wife. She's probably quite a warrior. She knows how to use a great axe, if you know what I'm saying.
She's very dexterous.
Oh.
I smile.
So, the bearded lord, Chisai, sits down on the mighty throne, and Kyojin and you take both of sides and like,
okay, so this is what I've heard. These pure penultimate shits, just from my contact, a nice woman named Callisto works in the penultimates. She's a lovely, lovely lady. She tells me there's come recent intel that the next.
Damn, wake up.
Oh, sorry. Next yard, it's north. This is the base of the pure penultimates. Those assholes have it. That's how they knew where the next whatever shard. That's where how they knew it was here. Cause they have one. They use some magic shit to get the location of this one. Anyway, it's north in a town called Chegney. Okay, it's not on the map you guys have. I'll
can you mark
it.
On? Thank
I
you.
I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that now.
Are you drawing in character?
No, that's how I write. I'm old.
Wow. That's some commitment. On a non-visual medium.
I'm sorry, my handwriting shit.
Shit really is.
All right. Mazzello. I didn't catch your name, young sweet thing.
What
name? That's a. It sounds like a boy's name.
Wait, what's his name again?
Chisai.
Her family was weird.
I think Chisai sounds like the wife from Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like some serious fourth wall breaking shit. Is that like Scooby-Doo? Because apparently you have that in this universe.
Scooby-Doo is the only channel. Yeah.
It's spelled differently. It's like Scooby-Doo, but the U.
Is
the
umlaut, yeah.
He's this nice bodyguard man with the dragon mask face demon here. You got good characters all. I must deal with pressing issues regarding this cheating... a fast fingers lady here, but
break him.
Oh, you're going to hurt this thief with the fast fingers?
No, see, I know her type. I have much better punishment in store for her.
Oh, do tell.
I'll make her wash dishes.
No! She gets on her knees. It's like no.
No, the only way to. The only way to really get to a thief is to take from a thief.
You're right, you know. You have a point. Mizetta, would you kindly take a look on a person? I don't know. Try and find the shit she's carrying. Some shit.
That's a great idea. Oh, no help.
You'd probably search for the shard because you don't know that I have it yet.
Yeah. Well, do we know she has it? Because we weren't with you.
The idea is that she took it.
I always assumed she had it because she took it off and she's the leader.
True.
Oh, right. Let's search this brawn.
Sure, Dad.
What a nice young man you've turned into.
You tell her he's a good couple. We do everything together.
I'm talking more in my girl voice than my Lenny voice.
Yeah, that's been this episode today. Alright, so you're gonna search her person?
Thoroughly. Just like physically, I'm really pissed. Like, I kind of like rip seams and stuff when I go through the box.
Okay. She has.
Wait, does she have a kick-ass pirate coat?
She has a kick-ass pirate coat.
Is it unisex?
Yes.
It's a pirate coat.
It's like attached to a hood, but you can probably put the hood down.
I think I saw this stolen. I work at this department store downtown. This was just stolen from our rack, Dad.
You work at the department? We don't have fucking department store. What the shit?
I'm young. That's what we call them. You know, the general store.
Okay, I guess it's alright.
So I take the pirate coat.
So you take the pirate coat.
You don't fucking do. It's a way better story.
She narrows her eyes and she's like, Lene.
I wink.
Well, let me tell you, Lene, you got some nice tits.
Tee hee, thanks. You don't. Zing.
Oh, he's coming back. No, he's not coming back. I just wanted to make the noise. Okay.
Okay. Make
the dishes.
I'm gonna talk with this crew now. It's a pleasure to see you. You come visit. You come visit anytime, Zero. Whenever you want, I'll be here. I don't go. I'm old, so I don't move very much. But hey, you know. If you need shit from me, come find me. Capiche?
Capiche, Dad. Capiche, Dad.
Hey, honey, I just have a quick question. How come you don't have an accent like him at all?
I was separated from him.
Sure, whatever.
Why don't you sound like me?
You're a different part of the order.
You bloody heretic.
As the one who restrains their beard with gems.
It's beautiful.
Oh, did we find anything else on Kim?
Just her, like, daggers and shit. Like, you can take
no
those.
Money.
No.
She wasted all her money, yeah. She mentioned earlier, so.
She got it stolen from her.
Well, I got a kick-ass pirate coat. Does that have stats?
The coat,
my pirate hat is charisma.
Charisma.
I don't know, because I feel like having plus two charisma permanently would be kind of OP.
Yeah. Broken.
Here, let's look at
50
the,
AC.
You got the DMG.
That's a good balance.
It's an armored coat.
Oh, shit, no.
That's not it.
It's over there, I think.
Do you guys have the Dungeon Master's Guide?
Alright, Lenny. The Kimmy's robe is actually a robe of useful items.
Probably have patches on the
inside.
And
yeah. Yes. This robe has cloth patches of various shapes and colors covering it. While wearing the robe, you can use an action to detach one of the patches, causing it to become the object or creature it represents. Once the last patch is removed, the robe becomes an ordinary garment. The robe has these things. Write this down. Dagger.
That's
probably fine. On the back of one of your sheets, because it's kind of a long list.
All right. No stats, right?
No stats.
Okay. Dagger.
Dagger. Bullseye lantern. Steel mirror.
I'm sorry, what's kind of, is that just an ordinary?
A bullseye lantern? It's like
a lantern that has like a headlight on it, so it only shoots in one
direction. Okay, like the mine. Kind of mine.
It's like a little cylinder.
Steel mirror. 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Hip and rope.
Kimmy.
Sack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a rope. It's a 50-foot rope.
Pole, 10-foot pole, 10-foot rope.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, Kimmy.
Wait, did you say 10-foot rope or 50-foot rope?
10-foot pole, 50-foot rope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Also. Sack, and write down...
Sack.
Write down number 4 on the bottom of it, and I'll determine what those other ones are later.
Oh, there's 4 more yet to be
determined. It's 4d4, but I'm just going to say 4, so I don't have to think of that many.
Oh, those were just off the top of your head?
No, those are the ones that come with it.
Okay. What if there's one of them's a giant duck?
We can roll them now.
What?
A female duck.
Whoa.
I'll roll
them. One of them's a dragon face.
Are these them?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was things I decided.
Or determines them randomly.
Oh, let me just look at the things then.
All right.
He rolled pretty good on the first one. He rolled perfect, so he has 16 more patches on the thing.
You have a portable. You have a portable RAM.
Hold on.
Oh.
I'll count them.
Okay, portable RAM, 2 mastiffs.
Are those 2 separate patches?
No, it's one patch.
The dog.
The dog.
Oh my god!
You can pull 2 dogs.
You only have 1 dog. Okay.
4 potions of healing.
Is that one?
Yeah, it's one. Okay. A rowboat.
Yes.
A pit, which generates a pit.
Yeah.
A 10-foot, a 10-foot low pit, like a 10-foot into the ground pit.
Oh, I thought those.
How many do we have left?
He had 14, right? So
9. He had 16. So
16.
9 left.
Okay, I'm not giving them that many things.
Okay,
sorry.
Whatever, I get it. Just make them, like, 1 or 2
more would be the average of the roll.
Iron door and a window. Okay. Did I say window already?
No.
Okay. So if you place the iron door on, it's like the Beatles putting a hole in their pocket. If you place the iron door, it'll conform to whatever it is, like an opening, so you can close it.
Mm-hmm.
The window places an opening so you can go through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking I could do that with the pit also.
The pit, I mean, you could technically probably get underground with that if there was an underground area to get
to. Yeah, remember that these are one-use items. Once the patch is off, it's all.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking great. I thought it was just a cool-looking coat.
Yeah, we're going to say Kimmy already used the other 12 of those patches.
Tyler, you have no idea. I got the greatest coat in the world. It's covered in patches, and each patch is like shaped like a dagger, and then I can pull it off and it becomes a real dagger. Oh. And Tony rolled for me, got the best roll in the world. I get a rowboat. I can pull a rowboat out of my pocket.
Okay.
Alright. So the party's still going on as you exit, as the Beard Lord is currently having a talking to with Kimmy.
Beard Lord.
It's been so good to see you.
The Beard Father.
Come visit this whatever fake Christmas holiday we have.
Beardmas.
Beardmas. Okay. Back to the party, guys. What do you guys want to do?
I want to go to the forge. I don't know what they want to do.
Zao would probably be hankering you over towards the university where I'm
at. Yeah, Zao was...
All right.
What's that, Zao? What? Sibyl fell down a well?
He's probably like making gestures like short man, woo, wizard, woo, woo. Owl.
All right. Everyone makes their way out of the party with nothing happened between you and the guards. You're all good friends, and all the guards now know Andrew's or Mizzetto's face. So if you need favors from a guard, from the dwarven, like, smith guards or the resident guards, they might be able to help you.
The family.
Did no one recognize it, that he was his son at all?
He's wearing a mask. Oh. Also, he didn't know what his son looked like, because they haven't seen each other in, like, 100 years or something.
Dragon Arms is still waiting. Oh boy.
Sorry, he doesn't even notice you guys leaving. He's just like in a...
Oh, that hot dwarf, bring her friend.
In catatonic days, he's like, oh.
Good thing I actually have a dick.
Alright, everyone leaves and heads to the Magical History Museum. As you walk down the hill, you notice a massive figure over the horizon, over the wall. It's like slamming at the ground. And as you get a good look of it in the moonlight, it appears it has two heads. And it's wearing the same, like a shittier version of penultimate armor with two fists.
Oh, if this thing yells swift hands, I'm gonna be so mad.
No. No. But yeah, no, it's wrecking the current pure penultimates that are fighting outside the walls.
No, dang.
Yeah.
Got some, like, cavalry. Is it a duck?
No.
I guess we should have helped him, Mizzetto.
No. It's a bright blue creature with two heads who seem to be arguing with each other about what to smash best.
So is it, like, a humanoid?
It's humanoid, yes. Yeah, it's like an ogre.
An Eden.
It's an Eden.
Is this his swamp?
It's like... imagine, like, a two-headed giant.
Yeah.
So where they're, like, fighting all the time. That's basically what it is.
Try to convince them to hit each other.
Yeah, of course.
Why? They're fighting the bad guys right now.
No, the giant.
Yeah. Why? Just
they're
for
arguing.
Fun? Just for fun?
Yeah.
If one dies, one head dies, the other one takes control.
Lawful good cleric says,
let's make them kill each other.
He's going to kill us if we don't
beat the shit out of each other. It's hilarious. It's a penultimate. You didn't get that?
Oh, I thought it was a bad penultimate.
No, no. Oh, it's okay. Got the two fist symbol, not the red X.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was
like, it's just wrecking shit on the other side of the wall. So that's why.
Go you.
Yeah. That's why the orc woman did not seem too worried.
Oh, you know what? That's probably what's his face.
Andre?
Yeah.
Andre the giant.
Yeah.
And you know what? One probably talks and the other one just yells.
Yeah.
That's probably what the shtick is. One just yells, one actually talks.
Sounds like Mizzetto and Dragon Face.
I'm gonna crush your stupid head!
Alright.
Oh man, how did I not see that coming? Good job.
Yeah. Jesus, I'm clever as shit. Okay, so you make your way to the Magical History Museum as the giant disappears behind the massive wall.
Can I go to the forge?
You can, but maybe you want to hear what Sibo has to say first. Kind of important.
Nah.
Okay. Alright, Mizzetto splits off, takes his bloody wheelbarrow full of broken armor pieces and heads to the forge.
Yeah, he's been looking around all over the party, upstairs at the party.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
No, I think we can reasonably assume that he left it outside the gate, because I don't think the dwarven guards...
I take it in for intimidation value.
This is my enemies. Oh, man. Yeah, so... Mizzetto GTFOs. Dragon Face is still looking for a trident, but you guys are here.
Leaf runs up to Pickles and gives him a hug because he missed him.
Aww. I know what I'm drawing for this episode. All the zany stuff, I don't care.
Yeah, you still have tits, though.
Yeah, how long does that last?
Not sure.
Yeah. Should have read the back.
Yeah, I'm going to dispel disguise self so I go back to normal Sebo.
Yeah, I'm back.
I can take off my mask.
Yeah.
I feel...
Zal takes off his mask. Good RP time, plot point. Free plot points.
I start to grow concerned with how comfortable I am.
Lenny realizes he's been...
Race food?
The race food. I was a dwarf kid.
I identify as a dwarf. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's up. That's what we do, right? That's what we dwarf people do. We sing when we're...
God, I could show you some mining.
So I was like, that's not what we do.
Alright, RP. Go nuts.
Now where's Mazzetto?
He's off getting duck face some armor, I think.
No.
Something.
I don't know. I gotta... Well, aren't you going to say something about my new coat?
Yeah, that is a nice coat. It looks very magical. I
approve. Thank you.
Okay.
So, party was a bust. Besides this kick-ass coat, I had the worst conversation ever with this stupid old dude. I'm not even sure who he was. But... I searched Kimmy thoroughly, unfortunately, and she didn't have the shard.
Yeah, about that. Maybe we should catch up with Mazzetto and walk and talk, shall we?
Talk to me!
Listen, there are certain things that offend the magic folk, so let's walk and talk.
No, talk to me right now!
I'm sorry. The girl side started to overcome me. So, of course, Ebo. Let's walk and talk.
So
we walk and talk.
Lenny Swift Hands tries to do her manliest voice he can possibly.
My sideburns are starting to grow back in, right?
No.
Anyway, so as we're walking and talking, I'm gonna cast the minor illusion of just like an image of me winning the shard from Kimmy and sending her to the Beard Lord for death.
Sebo walks a couple of steps ahead of me because he realizes that I've fallen over in the street from laughing so hard.
Oh my god! Replay it, Sebo! Replay it!
Rewind it like a fucking TV.
Oh my god! Look at her face!
Yeah, I keep rewinding the part where the cards fly out and then the guards grab her.
Dragon face is like, does this thing play Scooby Doo? So you guys run off to the forge. Mazzetto was already pretty close to finishing forging his thing because you were laughing so long.
I come in and I'm still kind of like wiping tears and going, oh my god, Mazzetto, you gotta see this!
Mazzetto, what are you forging?
Well, I'm just melting down the armor scraps and ingots.
Is that all you're doing?
That's what I'm doing right now.
For now?
Yeah.
Well, like, are you planning on forging anything right now?
Would I be able to forge something with that metal I got from the Revenant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna do that then.
Into some...
I'm gonna forge spooky-ass shit.
Armor or weapon.
Yeah, I'm gonna forge a new Warhammer with it.
Oh man, weapon! Like a ghost of Lenny's stepchildren.
I use the ingots from the armor scraps to help.
Yeah, make the weapon. Probably need more.
Yeah.
So do you want to make it just like a plus one weapon, or?
I want to give it some cool ass stats if I can. Is this the armor?
Yeah. Well, that has magic items. This has just all the base equipment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Swan boat. That's hilarious.
I have a boat. You guys want a boat? I pull off my patch and the rowboat breaks all the shells around me. Oh, shoot.
Do you do that?
No.
Okay.
That's more of a dragon face move.
But it's like, that also wastes the thing. Yeah. You could get back on you.
sew it back on.
Yeah, is there a way, could I meet, like, a wizard or a tailor who could make patches?
By the time you did that, you'd probably be able to just buy a rowboat and buy a 10-foot pole and buy a...
But I don't want to carry it with me.
You can buy a bag of holding.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes this coat a lot less cool.
It's a good for this level.
How much is a bag of holding?
It'd probably be hella expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we all pool all our money and hold it in front of them as I steal it because they're not looking.
So mainly seaboard.
Oh, look at my, this, like, illusion to have a giant Scrooge McDuck pile of money as I'm just in the back just grabbing four bags of holding.
Alright, so, okay, I have a good idea for this.
Or a handy haversack.
Mizzetto finishes forging this mighty warhammer. It's sort of spiked and sort of demonic looking in the finished product.
Daedric.
Yeah, unknown to, like, not on purpose. And as you hold it in your hands, Chechny's the place, right? That I'm sending you guys?
Yeah.
Chechny? Yeah. So as you're holding it in your hands, you can feel it's kind of thirsty. You don't tell any magical properties besides that.
Evil weapon.
It's the haunted headless horseman's headless head taker.
Yes. Now I just need a shield that lets me run fast.
The shield runs quick sprint. A targe for charging, as it were.
Me. Fire resistance.
Oh, it's so beautiful. People who don't use the charging tart are dumb. Okay, so Mizzetto finished. Let's not get too off track here. Mizzetto finished forging the hammer. What's our plan?
I think we should call it a night.
I say we check out the whitesmith and then we go looking for Dragonface.
That sounds like a great plan. That is what I said.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Okay, in front of the whitesmith, you find the guy he lost to, like, weeping. And, like, he looks up at you and drops the keys that he just walks away.
Pick him up.
See what feels
like. I'm going to say, what are you crying about there, sonny?
I lost the whitesmith to a dwarf.
Oh, that's funny. Some guy gave me this deed for a pack of... chewing sap.
That sounds like what hipsters would have instead of cigarettes.
Chewing sap.
Oh, I have a question for
Dick. I can't say gum because I don't exist.
Right.
But sorry. For a copper piece,
right.
He must have not valued it very highly.
No!
So, you didn't know, like, a whitesmith, that was like a funny joke. What was this going to be if it wasn't going to be a tinsmith?
I was just gonna make it a jewelry.
Okay. Yeah. Damn it, we should have left it.
Yeah, now it's a tinsmith.
We should have said it was like diamond armor.
Okay, you sell tin tools to farmers. You know, it's like they're lower value items, but you sell more of them.
Smart, this business sense. King Sebo, more like CEO. Yeah.
I'm gonna draw a little Sebo in a suit and tie. Corporate douchebag, Sebo. Collect them all, kids.
So, do
I get any employees? Is there anyone working here?
No one's in right now, but you enter the whitesmith and it's covered like with those tools and like cheap ass chest plates and shit. And there is an employee ledger of 3 employees.
Okay.
Who work all days of the week. What's up,
Dad? Are there smiths that work with multiple metals? Like masters of...
Is there a master tinsmith there?
Is there a master of magnets?
No, a master of
how do they work?
Multiple metals at once.
You'd probably find that at the blacksmith. This is a tinsmith.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're making like watering cans and stupid trowels.
Look what you guys did. If you didn't say anything.
So there's no high shelves in here, right? Because whitesmiths can't jump.
God damn it. So it's pretty late in the evening and the party adjourns forth from the whitesmith to find the whereabouts of Dragonface, who is still looking for his trident.
How long has it
been? Little does he realize, he had it with him the whole time.
Tried it with love.
The end.
Thank you for listening, Legion of Renob, episode 12. If you want to listen to more, go to legionofrenob.com. Hey, what's that sound? Hello?
Rah!
Ouch!
Take that, filthy half-breed! Hey, you piece of shit, get over here!
Rah!
Ah! Come on!
Oh god, they killed the intro girl! What do we do now?
Like, just do the outro, man.
What? Me do the outro? But it's not even my turn!
Just, like, do it, man. Jeez.
Fine! Thank you for listening to Legion of Renob. Please come to legionofrenob.com if you want to listen to more. Come to our Twitter at legionofrenob@gmail. God damn it!
Orchid! We'll help you if you give us more free shit.
Fine! Fuck!